BC News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. A new program in the Arrowhead is giving adults of any age a chance to explore a new career path. The Arrowhead Regional Development Commission announced its pilot program, Launch North, earlier this month. Brenda Schaefer-Pellinen is a program development specialist for the Arrowhead Area Agency on Aging, a division of the commission. She has spent the last few years helping high schoolers explore careers in healthcare.
Every time we have one of the programs, you will hear at least a couple of those parents say, "Man, I wish we had had something like this when I was young." And so, you know, we started thinking about, you know, why couldn't we do that? Why does career exploration have to stop at the high school level? You know, what is there for maybe the 23-year-old who graduated from college, but maybe hasn't still found exactly what they want to do, or the individual who is a career changer, or maybe is a dislocated worker, maybe was working in one industry and that job is gone, you know, and they're looking for what is that next step.
A grant from the State Department of Health will fund 4 Launch North events over the next year. The first is 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. March 28th at Lake Superior College in Duluth. Participants will have a chance to learn about 8 different health career paths, including social work, public health education, and lab sciences and epidemiology.
Each of the sessions will be about 40 minutes and will be led by individuals who are either in the academic world in that space or are working in the field in that space. And so they're going to talk about, you know, what could someone expect for a salary? What type of education does one need to go into that field? Looking at, you know, why maybe that person chose that field and why they've stayed in that field. And I think that's one of the things that's really compelling to participants is to hear from individuals and hear, like, you know, what's your best day and worst day when you are working in nursing?
There will also be a working lunch where participants can talk with someone in workforce development about resources out there to support career transitions, and someone from the host college to talk about the education side, like financial aid and transfer programs. Schaefer-Pellinen says in her work, she sees a lot of people stuck in a job they don't love because there are too many barriers to trying something new. With Launch North, they've tried to remove some of those barriers. The program is completely free and includes lunch and materials. There are also childcare reimbursement scholarships and transportation stipends available. Schaefer-Pellinen says after the event, they'll also follow up with participants and help guide them through the next steps.
You know, often when we're adults, we've got our families and things like that, and a lot of times we don't think about ourselves. We don't even dare to dream that there could be something else. And so I think for a lot of people, that's going to be the biggest hurdle is getting people to see and take this time for themselves. And we're trying to take away as many obstacles as we can that might prevent them from participating. But this is your chance for everyone who's ever thought, man, I wish I could have done this or I wish I would have done that. No, coulda, shoulda, woulda. This is about now. This is about taking that opportunity for themselves and really exploring what their future might hold.
The first 4 events are centered around healthcare, but if they are successful, Launch North has the potential to explore other areas.
If this is something that resonates well with people, that people are interested in, there's no reason why we couldn't do the same thing for manufacturing or transportation or hospitality or childcare or any other area.
The March 28th event in Duluth is limited to 32 participants. The next event is planned for this fall in Grand Rapids, and the final 2 will be next year in International Falls and Cloquet. Find more information, including how to apply, at kaxe.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at kaxe.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.